With the number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. on the rise, Utah's hospitals and doctors are preparing for the surge in patients that they say is inevitable. KUER's John Reed has more on what they're doing.
In places like Washington and Colorado, the surge in confirmed cases has already started. In New York, hospitals are overrun, and the state's governor has pleaded with the federal government to provide more equipment. Dr. Isaac Noyes, who works at two hospitals in Salt Lake County, says he doesn't want that happening in Utah, and luckily it hasn't so far. In fact, Noyes says this week it's been unusually calm.
When it's quiet, you know, usually it means that something is about to happen, but it's kind of an eerie feeling where everyone's put in all this time and thought into preparation, and we haven't started to see the uptick in volume.
But he says he and other doctors are anxiously awaiting an onslaught of patients with COVID-19. Worst case scenario, it would overwhelm hospitals and force doctors to choose who they can take care of. Allison Flynn Gaffney with University of Utah Health says to avoid that, they've been looking at where they can add more beds and trying to bolster their inventory of protective equipment. She says they're also figuring out how to shift some of their 13,000 employees to new roles.
I'm doing my job today, and I could be cleaning, right? I could be cleaning the floors in 2 weeks.
Greg Bell, president of the Utah Hospital Association, says other hospitals in the state are following suit. But some are having a harder time, especially after the statewide order to suspend non-urgent procedures. Bell says that hurts small and rural hospitals the most.
It just takes their lifeblood away. I mean, they don't have any business, they don't have any cash flow. It's just killing them.
He says he's hoping they can get relief money from the federal government so they can keep their doors open and help fight coronavirus. Most of all, though, he says he worries about Utahns themselves, who need to keep practicing social distancing, even if it doesn't seem like it's making a difference yet. John Reed, KUER News.